In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some words from the Gospel reading today. Jesus went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Jesus went up to the mountain by himself to pray. It is, of course, holiday season at the moment, and particularly for those with young children who aren't at school, this is the time to get away. For those of us who are here today, and I speak particularly for Claire and myself, Claire used to teach, holiday time is not a school holiday time is not a time where we go on holiday. But we do go at other times, and it may be that there are other people here also. I can think of at least some people who are planning to get away when the schools go back. Holidays, an opportunity to get away from whatever normality is. A chance to have a bit of a change. Chance to rest, a chance for refreshment. I'm sure lots of people are all lining up their holiday reading, and I'm sure Claire is doing that secretly. She'll be saying, oh, I've bought another book on Amazon, I hope that's okay. For me, it's not so much the holiday reading that I line up, but I do make sure I've got my binoculars and my fishing rod all ready to go. And yes, we all need times to recharge the batteries, to be reinvigorated, to be re-energized. In the Gospel reading today, Jesus did just that. He took a break. The context of that is that the pressures on Jesus were mounting. Pressures on him and the ministry that he was exercising. Today's reading was from towards the end of Matthew chapter 14. If you look at the beginning of Matthew chapter 14, you'll find that Herod was beginning to show an interest in this person. The scribes and the Pharisees were starting to get concerned about this person to whom crowds were going out. And if beyond chapter 14 in Matthew's Gospel, you look in chapters 15 and 16, the scribes and the Pharisees are starting to challenge Jesus and to test him, perhaps looking for opportunities to put down this whippersnapper from Galilee. The crowds are coming out to see Jesus. They're coming for healing. They're coming to hear what he says. They're coming to hear this new teaching of God's love and God's presence, which is teaching unlike what they've been hearing elsewhere. And the crowds are pressing in on him, demanding his time and his attention. And it is in this context that Jesus takes a break. Admittedly, it's a short break, but he takes a break. So where does Jesus go, and what does Jesus do when he needs a break, when, like many, he needs to get away from it all? Well, we're told in the Gospel, as we know, Jesus goes up a mountain by himself to pray. Jesus didn't take any books. There was no sun and no sand. Well, there probably was quite a lot of sand. There was no sun because it was night. There was no little bistro off the beaten track that he resorted to. But Jesus went to spend time with God in prayer. Jesus, our Lord, knows the importance of spiritual sustenance and spiritual refreshment. Jesus knows that for him this isn't just important, but it is essential. So for us then, for us, it's not that time off is bad. Time off is a good thing, and it is okay to enjoy time with our families and with our friends. It's okay to enjoy different food and perhaps a little bit of wine and maybe some cheese. It's okay to visit new places, to enjoy new things to do and new experiences in life, things which energize us and which build us up, things which restore us mentally and physically and emotionally. These things are okay, they're fine, they are good. But in all of this, as we look at Jesus' example, there is something of a question mark. And that is, in all of this, are we building in time also for spiritual refreshment? Will there be time and space with God? Will there be time to pray? Will there be perhaps time for some spiritual reading? Will there be time for peace and quiet in God's presence? Simply to be ourselves in the presence of God, the God who loves us and cares for us more than we can imagine. Is there time to hear and to know God's voice? Not in the wind or the earthquake, but in the sheer silence. As Elijah found in that first reading we had today, in the midst of all of the turmoil of his life, the threats to his life, the danger that he faced, the fear that he felt, in all of that stuff, if you like, which was going on for Elijah, it was in sheer silence that God spoke to him and that Elijah heard. So with Jesus going up to the mountain to pray and with Elijah hearing the sound, the voice of God in the silence, surely there's something to learn here from both Jesus and Elijah. If we are to face the spiritual challenges of life, we need to time to encounter God in order that our faith may be deepened. In the Gospel too, as well as that first reading about Elijah, we read about huge challenges of life, the threat that the disciples found to their lives when on that boat, on that lake, they were suddenly faced with this terrifying storm. We read also about how there was a very real threat to Peter's faith when he doubted and he began to sink. This account of the incident with Jesus and with Peter and the disciples is also an allegory for us and for our lives. Faith doesn't just happen. The awareness of God and the openness to God doesn't just happen. And perhaps the reason, or perhaps one of the reasons we struggle so much, is because we practice our faith so little. When the crunch comes, our faith and we ourselves can be found wanting. Jesus went by himself to pray. May God help us to do the same thing. May God help us to do the same thing during our times of refreshment and these times of holiday. May God help us to do these same things in the midst of the busyness of life and all that life can throw at us. May God help us to do these things during the whole of our lives, on the whole of our life's journey. Jesus went by himself to pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.